Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three of the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live is now underway. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking a lot about a whole lot of stuff. But, you know, we're a call-in show, so we should probably go to the calls. Let's go to El Conejo, who's calling from FEMA Region 19. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I wanted to illustrate one of the major, probably the main statistical trick that the MSN is using to promote vaccines.
That would be the mainstream media for our folks who are acronym deficient.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
It's the difference between relative risk reduction and absolute risk reduction. Mm. And I'll illustrate it with a little story.
Okay.
So I went to a small town in Mexico with a population of 1 million, and I found a little vendor who was selling magical tiger stones. And if you carry one of these magical tiger stones in your pocket, it reduces your tiger attacks. 1 year, they had 2 in 1 million tiger attacks. And after people started carrying these magical stones in their pocket, they had 1 in 1 million tiger attacks. Now, if you divide 2 in 1 million by 1 in 1 million, you have a 100% reduction in tiger attacks year over year.
Right.
Now, that is relative risk reduction. If you actually divide the numbers to find out your actual real survivability improvement, it's 0.00005%. Statistically insignificant. The tiger stones don't work. So if you go to Odyssey and you look up Dr. Richard Fleming, he will go through the emergency use authorization applications for Pfizer, Moderna, and all the others, and he will break those numbers down. Now, the vaccines are touted as being 95% effective. What they're not telling you is that that is relative risk reduction, and they're gaslighting online saying the RRR is so important, it's so good. The fact is, the actual risk reduction after a 12-week trial of Pfizer is about 1%. A 24-week trial period, and this is in their own emergency use authorization application, is statistically insignificant 24 weeks into it. So these vaccines are worthless, and that's why they're talking about a third dose. So go to Odyssey and look up Dr. Richard Fleming and type in, on Odyssey, absolute versus relative risk reduction, and then watch his further talk, which is much longer. That one's about 7 minutes or something, but it's part of a much longer series that breaks down everything else that's wrong with what they're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all that, you know, this is the sort of manipulation that's going on, because you're right. Most people, like even I, you know, when you brought up the difference between these two, I didn't know. Like, I couldn't explain it to another human being. You've explained it to me now, and so I get it, but I don't know still that I could regurgitate what you've explained between the two, so thank you for
that. Why don't
you
repeat that one more time for us? Relative versus...
relative risk reduction versus absolute risk reduction. Look it up on Odyssey because it's censored on YouTube. Dr. Richard Fleming with one M is censored on YouTube, and Google and all the other techno-fascists, big data fascists. If you go on Odyssey, you can find him and his breakdown. It's and the tiger allegory is my own, but it's kind of an old wives' tale.
Well, you've been committed to the digital domain now, El Conejo, so you will live on in the archives. Any final thoughts?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. It doesn't surprise me that you know, folks are manipulating numbers to make people feel or think a certain way. We know from just even like market research, right? If you've ever worked in marketing or sales, or you kind of have an idea what market research is. People do not react to facts and evidence, sadly. It's a sad, sad state for human beings. But once you know this, it gives you, you know, a better perspective on human beings. What human beings do react to is feelings. They have to feel a way. So
scared. So scared of the virus.
Yes. Or there was a time I worked for a furniture company as a salesperson. And all of the sales coaching I received was, first of all, always talk to the female. Because people come in as a couple, right? But the idea is that the female holds the purse strings. And, you know, if you get her to say yes, the guy's just going to go along with it, right? So you get her to bust out the wallet.
And I don't think it works the opposite way if you're a female show person or, you know, salesperson. If you start talking to my boyfriend and not me, I might be a little annoyed with you.
Right. And then the other thing is they teach you how to make a person feel. Right, they need to feel comfortable sitting in this thing. So you try and get them to sit in it and imagine it in their living room and how they would feel having it in their living room. And would it match? And would other people, you know, give them accolades for buying this piece of furniture, et cetera, and so on. Right. So now you take that and then you use it instead of for good, use it for evil. Right. Apply it to how government is selling you these things. And what they want, of course, is for you to feel. What do they want you to feel? Fear. It's the overriding sales tactic, if you will, that governments use. They have to create something for you to be afraid of so that they can act as if they are the savior.
That's why it's just ridiculous to just regurgitate, you know, the government's, or maybe not the government, the CDC's numbers that come out about this stuff. I immediately, like, my brain just gets numb when I hear somebody start, like, dropping numbers from the CDC. I'm just like, you know that they will manipulate things or just straight up lie to us because they're literally trying to get us to take this vaccine. So why are you, like, acting like that's some kind of proof? Like, somebody put, like, a CDC graph talking about how safe the vaccine was on their Instagram story recently. And I was like, I mean, I know a nurse who said that there's a crazy abnormal amount of people in, we know a nurse, she's on the show, and she talked about it on the show. There's a crazy abnormal amount of people in her hospital for blood clots right now, and way smaller amount of people in the hospital for COVID right now. So, like, there's just no way that the CDC but has this information.
Wasn't there blood clots as a result of COVID, too?
There were some, that was one of the things that they were concerned about happening to people, people who've gotten one of the vaccines. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, but I thought that was a result of
this has been
getting COVID as well. So.
But this has been since, like, June, she said. Like, all of a sudden in June.
Well, is that because more people got COVID vaccines? Because the vaccine might still be, you're still getting infected.
Well, that's a great question. I
mean,
I don't know.
It's supposedly, it's not supposed to actually affect you. It's supposed to be like, give you something for your,
I would need to look at the facts and evidence to know the answer to your question. But most people will hear that and go, oh, right? They will immediately feel fear, which just plays into the hands of the tyrants. So, hospitals, too, like, people will freak out about the number of, I've heard this statistic touted by people who support mandates for the vaccines, where it's a, oh my gosh, the hospitals are full again. Well, okay, hospitals are businesses, and they are designed specifically to operate at a specific capacity, right? Hospitals don't just sit there with empty beds most of the time. If they did, that would be a very poor business model.
Yeah, they don't have huge wings.
That would be like, that would be like a car lot, only half full of cars, right? A sales lot for selling used cars, only half full of cars. You don't let that space go to waste. You want to fill that space, right? Or you go and you find yourself a smaller car, or you build a smaller car lot if that's all the cars you're going to have. So hospitals aren't built to have empty beds just sitting there waiting around. Because otherwise it would be a waste of space, a waste of resources. It takes electricity and maintenance, et cetera, and so on. People, so they want to operate at close to maximum capacity with enough capacity, you know, if something should happen. And then, of course, they have all these, like, plan B and plan C to turn different areas into, like, triage or additional rooms and stuff like that should it become necessary. So just because a hospital is, oh my gosh, it's almost close to full, doesn't mean that, like, you should be afraid.
Just a scared phrase.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're the live radio call-in program where you You can take control of the airwaves. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
It's never too early. I feel like ForkFest just happened, although it's August now, so it's been a month.
Are we going to another ForkFest?
I'm going to another ForkFest.
Is it time, Bonnie?
Not yet. Next year.
Well, it's happening. It's happening in 2022. So unofficially, it's happening from June 27th through July 3rd, again at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you haven't been, ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge, and there's no tickets to buy. You just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd, and you're in. You can have whatever event you want to have, whatever event you want others to have. ForkFest is your event. You can make something out of it. You create the experience that you want others to enjoy. You can find out more about it and join the unofficial Telegram chat at forkfest.party. Come enjoy the festival, forkfest.party. It's happening in June 27th through July 3rd, 2022. So, all right. It is Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave in New Hampshire, Mr. Ridley. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I've been outed. Well, I have an update.
I'm sorry, Dave. I just want to cut you out. I only say that because I know you have the Ridley Report, and for folks to find you, I want them to be able to find you. So.
Oh, thanks. No, you don't have to explain yourself. A minute spent explaining yourself is a minute you never get back. But anyway, the I wanted to update you on the case of Rochelle Kelly, the liberty activist in New Hampshire who stood up to the Concord police and was arrested for it. She was trying to let her, she wanted her kids to be able to play on a playground.
You mean like 8 months later she was arrested, that one?
Yeah.
Wait.
The Concord police objected to her having her kids play on the playground, the public playground, because reasons. And so when she stood up to them, 8 months later they came for her.
8 months? I didn't know that. I thought it was like weeks or maybe a week.
No, it was some insane amount of time.
It was a long time. But wasn't this like sort of, you know, during the lockdown?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it was 8 months, but it was months.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about that is they dropped they're refunding the fines. Are they going to refund? Are they going to try her and then refund her fine when they find her guilty?
I think they'll probably drop it or something along those lines. It was interesting to see. Anyway, the important thing that I wanted to get to is that her trial, or at least some major court event for her on this case, is August 11th, and I did want to make sure people knew that that's when it was happening, if they're in a position to either go there or spread the word about it.
Do we know if, assumably this trial is open to the public, do we know if the government for this particular trial is going to allow in-person visits, if you will, for people to partake, or will it be conducted over Zoom, as we've seen with the Crypto 6?
I got the impression you could go in person. I don't remember if I'm maybe getting this confused with a different hearing, though.
Okay.
So there's details posted about it on forum.shiresociety.com.
Nice.
Again, forum.shiresociety.com. And that you can learn more there.
So I'm going to try and make that, actually, to film it. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I think they are letting people in from the public, assuming you're at least willing to wear a mask. But that'll be interesting because what happens if she refuses to wear a mask?
Right.
Yeah, there was also an interesting quote from the police that sort of is insightful. It provides insight as to what was going on in their minds when they arrested her, or when they decided to arrest her. They said on WMUR, quote, "Personally, I think it's saddening to see how Thomason. Oh, wait, okay, so they're talking about somebody else here, a different person who was arrested in the same situation. So I'm gonna set that quote aside because I'm not sure if it applied to Rochelle Kelly.
Okay, all right. So yeah. When is the date again? When's it happening?
August 11th?
That's August 11th.
Okay. 9 a.m.?
trial. It says it is a trial. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in Concord at Concord District Court.
Okay. So I intend to carpool with anybody who would like to come.
Are you going to wear a mask if they force that?
I am probably going to. The reason I will be going is to film the trial. And I will film presumably. If I don't wear the mask, I presume they're not going to let me in. So I don't know yet what I'm going to do. But we're going to see. We're going to go. We're going to film, hopefully. And
I think somebody should go in if they say we have to wear a mask.
Because
I know me and Ian are going to go, and Ian's not going to wear a mask.
That's interesting.
He got permission.
Interesting. Nice. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I don't know. If she doesn't wear a mask and they don't let her in, then there may not really be a trial. Or are they going to put the trial on her without her?
Or will she just get contempt of court? And
Right. Even though she was there and they refused her entry. I don't know. It'll be either way. I'm going to be there. So,
Dave, anything else folks need to know about this Rochelle Kelly trial?
That's all I can think of.
All right. Do you know when Bitcoin Gandhi might be making another appearance? I really enjoyed seeing Bitcoin Gandhi team up with Mr. Bitcoin recently. And so, I just wanted to ask if you have anything, you know anything about Bitcoin Gandhi?
Oh, thank you for caring one way or another. Glad someone's watching after all the deplatforming. But actually, I just uploaded 3 videos today from that event, the stuff you hadn't seen before. But if you see, I have there's this video I uploaded today of me inviting a Federal Reserve worker to defect.
Nice. And where can folks find that video?
That's at RidleyReport.com.
Awesome. All right, Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That's Dave in New Hampshire, everybody.
He's the man.
The leading activist. He's been doing it longer than anybody.
And he certainly has, my respect. He puts art into it. You know, he does it in such a way that is, I don't know, it appeals to a whole bunch of different people in different ways. And, certainly there are people that I've talked to in this community that credit him for having moved here and that kind of a thing. And his activism, as a way of getting, I moved here because of Dave Ridley. So,
yeah.
Kind of a thing.
He's brought a lot of people to New Hampshire, and I think you can credit with him. I mean, it's funny. A lot of people credit Ian, but honestly, like Ian is like, I don't know if Ian is here because of Dave, but like he was one of the early people that moved, and that's how comic attracted people like Ian and others. So
if you are an advocate for freedom and you believe in the non-aggression principle and you want to gather with other freedom-minded individuals, I cannot recommend enough the move to New Hampshire if you're able to pull it off.
Bitcoin's at 43,000.
Woohoo!
Yay!
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the White House continues to try to come up with ways to encourage folks to get vaccinated, at this point over 58% of eligible Americans have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and just under 50% have gotten both shots. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy explains on Fox Business why his state won't issue a vaccine mandate.
The moment a government has to impose upon its people something so invasive, something so intrusive, use that we're going to force individuals to put something into their bodies that they may not otherwise want. I think it's a line that we don't want to cross.
Once the Senate's $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal is passed, Democrats hope to begin work on what they call a human infrastructure bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today during her weekly press conference that we need to build back better. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Missouri representative is defending her private security guards as she calls for defunding the police.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau announcing that the data from the 2020 census used for drawing congressional and legislative districts will be released next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you might ask? It is a live call-in radio talk program that generally has hosts and co-hosts who speak from the perspective of freedom. That's liberty. Some call us libertarians. Some call us anarchists. Some call us, you know, all sorts of other names that you can't say on the radio. But typically, the perspective of freedom. And particularly those who subscribe to the non-aggression principle. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So... we've been talking. We talk a lot about technology here on Free Talk Live.
We really do.
And we know already that the government itself has recently admitted that it was telling Facebook which posts to take down. But this struck me. This is from Reason.com. And this says, big tech, watchdog groups, and law enforcement all join forces to purge extremists.
You know, this sounds like an unconstitutional violation of free speech rights, because ultimately the government can only go after you. There's court rulings, like Supreme Court rulings, that say something to the effect of the government can only go after you after something is published, and they cannot look at something and tell you that you can't publish it prior to publishing, basically.
Yeah, it sounds that way to me, too, and also just as an advocate for free speech. I don't like being censored at all.
Yeah, me either.
One of the most difficult things for me to do is this show without cussing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It is. Sadly, I've spent enough time in like call centers, right, as a tech support person, where you know, I've learned to turn the filter on because you know you can't cuss when you're, you know, in a call center talking to a customer trying to give them some software support.
I'm like that because of parents. I was always like the one like, don't worry, I'm really good with parents.
Yeah, I. This doesn't relate to anything, but I've had the privilege of teaching grandmothers who've never touched a computer before what a left click and a right click is, because they just wanted to get on their AOL so they could send their photos to their grandkids on their tour across America in their RV or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. That's cool. So,
at any rate, big tech, watchdog groups, and law enforcement join forces to purge extremists. And the subtitle is, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube will expand their use of a central database that compiles extremist content for coordinated deplatforming. That's right. Wasn't bad enough that folks are getting canceled and that some of these, we'll call them social media apps, these giants, are deplatforming people. Now they're going to get together and work together and choose who to deplatform. Put it all in a central database.
Everybody just needs to get off Facebook. And people like to say, yeah, but everyone's on Facebook. Everyone won't be on Facebook if everyone leaves.
You know what's interesting is, does this not remind you of, was it the Red Scare? You know,
everyone's a communist.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yes. Better get the bread.
Yeah, and they had these lists where, you know, you couldn't do business with and you couldn't hire somebody. And
don't go to Bob's hardware store. He's a commie.
Yeah. It sounds very, very much like that.
Remember when you were wearing a shirt that said, wait, what did your shirt say that people kept calling you a communist for because they couldn't
read?
the sickle and the... what's the shirt?
It's the Just Steal It, I think, is the thing.
Just Steal It.
It's a red shirt, and it has, like some sort of communist manifesto.
It's like a Nike swoop instead of the hammer and sickle, and people were driving past us saying, call me to Chris, because they couldn't read or understand
joke. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So from the article, two recent tech stories, both appearing in Reuters, should make civil libertarians wary for the future. Social media sites and tech companies are partnering with watchdog groups and law enforcement to share information about so-called extremists using their platforms. PayPal, for instance, will work with the Anti-Defamation League to identify hate groups that use the platform to raise funds.
So you know what that means. It means more WikiLeaks style attacks, effectively.
If you recall that the company previously denied accused rioters facing charges relating to the January 6th Capitol events, this says attack, the ability to solicit donations for their defenses. I didn't know that, actually.
Wow.
PayPal.
Seriously?
PayPal, like, yeah, it denied accused. They weren't even convicted. They denied accused folks of participating in January 6th the ability to solicit donations for their defense.
I've seen them do this with people who have been accused of copyright infringement, too. But this is this disturbing thing. It doesn't end with just terrorism. It doesn't end with just copyright infringement. When you get arrested, you're going to also be in that same boat at some point.
It would seem that PayPal's plan is to facilitate even fewer of these transactions. This is potentially concerning since the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, defines hateful content in the broadest possible terms. Meanwhile, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other sites will be expanding their use of a centralized database that compiles extremist content for the purposes of coordinated deplatforming.
And you know, for people who don't think this should be a concern, Free Talk Live has already been attacked for Free Talk Live YouTube channel. So it's already been attacked
and some others, I think, Facebook too.
Right. Dave Ridley was attacked. He's been deplatformed. You know, there's a lot of people who are just simply expressing freedom who have been deplatformed.
Get off these things and go to Odyssey.
Yeah, go to Odyssey.
Social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. I was about to mention that you've usurped me yet again, you smart one. At present, the sites collude to take down, and this is from the article again, at present, these sites collude to take down content that promotes things like Islamic terrorism, ISIS, the Taliban, for instance. But in the future, it could be deployed against right-wing extremism as well. Well,
criticizing the government is sufficient to get you on this list already.
Yeah, and I just want to make it clear, we here at Free Talk Live, we are not right-wing, we are not left-wing, right? We just don't the bird at all. We have no reason to be a wing of said bird. I think the bird should be abolished, or at least, I'm speaking in generalities, but for myself anyway.
And the crazy thing is, you know, we're actually, the people who run this show advocate peace.
Yes.
You know, we advocate against the use of violence.
Yes.
To achieve social and political objectives, so.
And in fact, we recognize, unlike a lot of people, that politics, a.k.a. government, is just violence. That's all that it is. It is coercion. That's all that it is. That's all that it can be. It is institutionalized violence. And I personally advocate for none of that. There's no reason to have an institution of violence, period.
There's a lot of things you can do, good things you can do in the world without using the state to achieve those positive social objectives, like, you know, set up a charity and, you know, collect money for, you know, housing the homeless or,
you
know,
feeding
starving people. Well, I know you can't because we got government, but... Yeah, basically what Bonnie's referencing is something to the effect of governments frequently going after homeless shelters, preventing them from doing fundraising, preventing them from opening, you know, homeless shelters in certain areas, you know, and things of that nature, while at the same time then basically sometimes taking money, stealing money from you and me as taxpayers and giving it to the homeless shelters.
So in both of the cases, this information, of course, collected may eventually be shared with law enforcement. We'll talk more about these big tech companies working together to deplatform you coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Oh, we're live. Oh, my bad. I unmuted already. It is Free Talk Live. We're the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. It is the final segment, though, so if you didn't call already, give us a call any other night between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, because I won't be able to screen your call. But in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And before we go on talking about how big tech and law enforcement are coordinating a database to help facilitate deplatforming people, I want to say thank you to Bonnie Scarlett. I assume this isn't you, Bonnie.
No, I know who she is.
An alias of yours, Bonnie?
Yeah. It's like you didn't do a very good job of creating an alias if you're using your own name. No, this is Bonnie Scarlett, who is a gold-level amplifier of the show, Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Well, if you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can read all about the amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And so Bonnie contributes some money. This money specifically goes to getting this radio program onto more radio stations. We're on something like 185 or close to 200 stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations. It all is up to you. Please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the content, if you like the show, if you've gotten some knowledge out of this, if you like the characters that we present, sometimes the guests who call, that kind of a stuff, then please consider becoming an amplifier. Thank you, Bonnie, for being a gold-level contributor.
Thanks, Bonnie.
And that's coming from another Bonnie, so that's a meta thanks is what that is.
She's pretty cool. I know who she is.
You're just saying that because her name's Bonnie?
All Bonnies are cool.
Ooh, no, they are not. Most of them are.
Well, the one in the studio here is cool.
Yes, yes, and also the amplifier. So those two Bonnies for certain are cool. We've been talking about this article from Reason.com. Big tech, watchdog groups, and law enforcement join forces to purge extremists. And so... As the database expands, the risk of mistaken takedowns only increases, said Emma Lanzo, director of Free Expression at the Center for Democracy and Technology. In both of these cases, information may eventually be shared with law enforcement, as if, you know, these tech companies getting together to you know, decide who's an extremist and who isn't. Like, they should have no ability to decide that. I realize a lot of folks are going to be like, well, they're private companies and they can do whatever they want. Not if they're working with the government.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem, that the government should not be partaking in any kind of censorship.
Not at all.
That's a very clear danger. They're not supposed to be doing that. And when you allow them to do that, well, then it becomes, you know, the line gets very blurry on, you know, who's actually doing the censorship, right?
The government has become the actual conspiracy theorists. They're literally conspiring about their theory that they have a bunch of extremist Americans they need to go after.
And here's another thing, right? Just because you have the right to do something, right, your corporation has the right to censor users on your platform, does not mean they should.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't mean it's in your best interest as a business to do so.
Right. There's also like a moral aspect of it, right? Like, just because something is not illegal doesn't mean it's not immoral.
Right. So the article continues, users of tech platforms obviously don't enjoy full free speech and due process protections, since private corporations are not bound to follow the Constitution. We talked about that. But to the extent that federal authorities are encouraging these changes, more coordinated takedowns, the collection of data, and an overly broad definition of what counts as extremism, we have the right to speak out against government encroachment. And I mention it again, the government itself has said that they are telling Facebook which posts to take down.
Yeah, and again, I just want to point out that the freaking... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, it wasn't Free Talk Live, it was freaking YouTube channel was censored. But freaking is... People here, that's us basically on this show, have basically been attacked by, you know, presumably the government, days before the studio got raided.
Yeah.
YouTube censored us for violent, I think they said it was violent content, and it was in like an intro, a very old intro that basically is attached to every old video, YouTube video that was posted.
Oh, yeah, it's something where there's something about, I think I know what you're talking about. It's like audio of an arrest or something like that, or somebody trying to be arrested and then pushing back against
and
it.
And that's the violent content I put in quotes, because there wasn't really anything violent about it.
Right.
And this is the thing. Like, when that's exactly what they're talking about when they're talking about extremist content. They can turn anything into being violent if your political views effectively disagree with theirs.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's no need to remind everybody that the United States of America was founded by extremists.
That's true.
And I mean, what is an extremist anyway? Right? Like,
yeah, they're terrorists.
There used to be a whole marketing campaign where all of the products and services were jumping on board, right? There was Mountain Dew Extreme, right? All of these things were the extreme version of itself.
Right. Why, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's like anybody who is anti-terrorist should be asking them the question effectively is, why do you not support America? Because America was founded by terrorists.
Yeah, well, and also America is the largest terrorist on planet Earth.
Right, that too.
Yeah. But when the war on terror was beginning, right, when they first started using that terminology, the United States government had to sort of hem and haw about how they were going to present this, because every definition of terrorist or terrorism applies.
Yeah.
To government.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, this is a little off topic, well, but on topic. I was wondering why every time somebody says extreme, do I think of Disney XD? So I just had to Google it, and it stands for Disney Extreme Digital.
Yeah. I, as a fan of heavy metal music, I listen to extreme heavy metal. Why, I just acquired the entire catalog of a band called Toxic Holocaust. And by most people's, you know, listen, they'd be like, yep, that's extreme heavy metal.
The name is extreme.
And so, like, does that make me an extremist?
Yep.
Because I listen to extreme heavy metal.
You know, the crazy thing is that a lot of the people who use that, like to use that word extremist, are themselves the extremists. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but it's like they're demanding like really extreme actions. Like, I don't know, like you know, stealing from people, right? I mean, effectively, because that's what government does. They steal from people. So they're advocating, or they're advocating violence to, you know, achieve, I don't know, like COVID, you know, lock or lockdowns or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, all of these are really extreme actions.
Yeah, you make a good point there, Chris, and that is to say the organizations known as governments, if you put them all together, because they're all the same, the only thing they do is extremism. Right,
yeah.
And by extremism I mean violence.
Right,
right. They're based on violence. They're based on coercion. They are engaged in theft. They steal. That's a form of extremism. Right. They steal from other people to fund their own programs.
You know, the thing is, it's not that they steal. It's that they're the biggest. They're the biggest in the room, right? Like, there's nobody who steals more than they do, right?
Right. They are the largest thief. They are the largest murderer. They are most of the rapes occur under governments.
Oh, they're kidnappers. Right?
They're kidnappers.
Oh yeah.
And nobody is still behind bars after being kidnapped without having been proven guilty of anything.
The judge said that his detention is likely unlawful. Like. Judge said that.
He's still deliberating.
He didn't say that it was unlawful, or it will be unlawful once I make this decision. He said the very initial detention was unlawful.
Yeah, and here we sit, of course, talking about, you know, hey, let's end these extreme institutions that are violent, that are murderous, that are responsible for all the heinous things. The largest, you know, most responsible in that respect, you know, and, you know, I'm sure my name's on a list as an extremist somewhere.
Oh, yeah, every one of us.
Certain.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
So, I don't know. Extreme is using coercion and murder and theft and violence and kidnapping and imprisonment and torture to get your way. That's extreme. And that is what politicians do. That is what the institutions known as governments do. That's all they can do. They don't use any other method to get their way.
It's, you know what it is? It comes down to manipulation. That's what they're doing. They're trying to manipulate us.
In this case, they're just silencing people. I'd consider that extreme.
I also consider that extreme. We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here 7 days a week. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.